Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Do you have neighbors? Can you bake cookies? Do either of those things have anything to do with evangelism? Well, Jay Dennis and his wife Angie think that it does.
We're in a situation right now where our next door neighbor, who is one of the greatest neighbors we've ever had, she's never heard the gospel, ever. And so my wife is such a relationship builder and such a soul winner. And now for over 8 years, she has been sharing the gospel with this lady. And now she's to the point where she will listen to my wife because she has gained credibility through lots of cookies and cakes and reaching out to her children. And so my wife has taught me so much about even what the book of Acts is so much all about. And that is the gospel moves so often in lines of existing relationships.
Jay and Angie love that God has surrounded them with neighbors who do not yet know Christ.
We have a neighbor just to our west who's never heard the gospel, a neighbor to our south who is not saved, and a neighbor to our east who doesn't know Christ. So we are surrounded by people who do not know Christ, and we love that God has put us in that position. I'd like to tell you that they've come to Christ. They haven't yet. They haven't yet. And that's where I challenge the believer. We don't do that because I'm a pastor or Angie's a pastor's wife. We do that because we're Christians. We're followers of Jesus. We share our faith because Jesus Christ changed our lives.
Where you live is not an accident. Taking some cookies next door could be the starting point of an eternal friendship. For more ideas, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.